talk. Talk. What's up, everybody? Hey, look, you see, I got my little octopus here. I changed him around. He's happy. He's smiling. Football is back. Training camp is here. We can rejoice. Bitches. Show Charlie Murphy your titties. Dustin, what's up? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, brother? What's going on? Good to be back. Good to get this thing going again. Football is back, like you said, and I could not be more excited.
Dude, like, we have something to look forward to. We have football back. And, you know, training camp started yesterday. We got our first look at our new quarterback, Jimmy G. Get a first look at some of the guys that are out there. What are your takes so far on the Raiders this season? Because I'm telling you right now, we're Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl or bust, yeah. No, it's, I have to admit, it was an extremely weird feeling seeing a quarterback go out there that wasn't wearing number four that was starting, you know? I mean, yeah, Aiden O'Connell was out there with his four. But to see Jimmy out there taking snaps, tossing the ball around, it was just kind of a weird, like, first day of school feeling for me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm so used to seeing Derek out there. He's doing his thing in New Orleans. But we got Jimmy now. He's full ready to go. He's out there slinging it. Let's get to work.
Talking shit, getting after it. I did talk to Darren Carr yesterday, and Derek is loving it down in New Orleans. Wish him all the best, but it is Raiders football. So here on out, it's Raiders, bitch, to quote Mr. Fitz.
The great Mr. Fitz.
Shout out SenCal Grizzly Raider. His daughter has the same one in purple and black. This one actually glows in the dark. And shout out Hefe Vegas, because he's the one that got it for me. It's been angry. It's been angry since week 18.
It's a long time to be angry.
It's been angry. I mean, dude, they ran a freaking ring around the Rosie on us. Like, yep. What the fuck?
Who does that? Who does that?
That's something Raider Room would do. But, hey, we're getting into it. We got training camp. We have the Raiders starting football. Fans are back at training camp, which is awesome to see. I saw Fitz and Simone Raider out there. Jimmy G had a freaking buttload of groupies out there looking for him.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, dude, I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about it, and I don't know that there's a more perfect quarterback in the league at this moment to step into Vegas than Jimmy Garoppolo. You've got the rumors of him dating the movie stars, you know, movie stars. All these types of rumors around Jimmy, and you know, and like I keep seeing all the girls in my comments saying he's not a bad looking dude. So I mean, it's an image. You sell the image in Vegas with Jimmy.
Yeah.
It's kind of a weird feeling, but I think he's there and gonna do some good stuff. We'll see what happens.
I'm gonna tell you what, if Jimmy G gets more girls to follow me, then I'm all for it. Because you know, I got time on my hands.
You got some time on your hands now. Yeah.
We'll say that. Let's see. We got SenCal Grizzlies getting spicy in here. Can we get a Max Crosby versus Chandler Jones sparring match?
That would be good.
I don't know. Look, you got Crazy versus the brother of Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, look, true.
Chandler's brother, John, is nuts. And he's probably one of the greatest fighters of all time.
Chandler's definitely going to have the reach, I think.
Does he have the reach over Max?
I was looking at wingspans.
Oh.
And let's see here. Chandler Jones has a... his arm length is 35 and a half inches.
Size of my dick.
So, on a good day. Let's see. And Max Crosby has an arm length of course it cut it off right before it gave me the number. Arm length of 32 and 7/8.
Oh.
So you, Chandler's got him by a good 3 inches or so.
What about Tyree Wilson?
Oh, dude, he's the size of an F-150. We've seen that. let's see here. Tyree Wilson is a... Well, you take his 86 and a half, and you could probably divide that in half and then shave about 6 inches off of it.
Nerd.
So that'd be what, 43, maybe Jesus. About 38 inches.
Jesus.
The dude, like I posted up, he's literally wider than an F-150, a Mini Cooper. Shaq is tall. A surfboard, an 84-inch surfboard, you know, I think that's standard size for a surfboard. But literally, that's an 86-inch wingspan on this kid.
That's nuts. Now, if we could just get him on the field.
He'll be there. He'll be ready. I'm glad they're taking the approach they're taking with him, though.
Yeah.
Get him in, take it in slow, you know, get him ramped up, and then hit it hard. You know.
This episode is not that. This episode is not for kids.
Just, how else would you explain their process?
Kids, get out of the room. This episode is not for kids. This is a family-friendly show. This one is not. Our minds are in the gutter.
Apparently, we're feeling a certain kind of way today. Super pause. Yes. I'm glad I wasn't on Bussing with the Boys for that one. They'd have tore me up.
Oh my dude, just stop.
I'm just not an stop. Eloquent speaker. What can I say? I write better than I speak.
I'm a cunning linguist, okay? All right. I asked you to get me water. You get yourself water and put lime juice in. Can you get me a water, please?
Yo.
Does anybody want a son?
The Jimmy Vegas effect on me. It must be, dude. I'm hype. Let's get this going.
Does anybody want a slightly used 5-year-old? Because
hey, you got your water. You just had to ask.
Did you hear him? Did you hear him? Yeah. He made his presence felt. Yeah. Anyways,
all right. Let's rein it in here.
All right, so we've got a training camp started. Tyree's out. Byron Young's out. Not too concerned. You know, obviously Raider fans, they get their panties in a bunch and they start worrying about, oh, what are we going to do? Look, it's the first week of training camp. Like, calm down. Mm-hmm. Josh Jacobs is not there. And we see... Saquon Barkley got a new deal. Tony Pollard's at camp. Josh Jacobs is the only person not at camp. How concerned are you with Josh Jacobs not being there?
I don't think he's gonna risk the season-long holdout. I think he's proving a point, I think. And from what we saw, I think it was this morning, we saw that supposedly they offered him a 1-year, $12 million deal, and he walked away from it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's hard for me to start taking any of these thoughts as gospel because there's so much stuff that flies around, especially in a situation like this where things are a little contentious. You know, everyone's going to be saying something to get some kind of attention. Mm-hmm. But I don't know exactly how worried I am just yet. Like you said, it's first week of camp. You know, we'll just have to kind of see where it goes from here.
You know what I think? I think Josh just doesn't want to go to camp.
He's pulling the vet move and just kind of like not wanting to...
Look, the guy...
Wear and tear.
He ran a few freaking miles last year. Like, and, you know, the way... I mean, a yard for a running back in the NFL... is hard as hell. Mm-hmm. You know, you always see the posts like, would you rather tackle somebody in open space or rush 5 yards? And I can tell you, I played running back in high school. I know I might not look like it, but I did
play. You're underappreciated.
I was, you know, a short yardage specialist. And even in high school, that shit was hard. So I could only imagine you're going against guys my size every single freaking play. So, yeah, I think that he just wants to take that time and just rest his body and train. And look, he did it last year, and look how it paid off.
It's not like he's at home eating Cheetos on the couch. You know, he's working.
He's not Eddie Lacy. Okay, he's not going to sit there and balloon up to 280 pounds. Josh works. Mm-hmm. That's one thing about Josh is Josh works. And I'm not really concerned as long as he's there week one. And I think he will be there week one. And I honestly think that when all this is said and done, when training camp is over, that Josh will probably have a new deal. Looking at this, we got, bro, Senkow. Shout out to Senkow Grizzly Raider because, man, he is coming for it in the comments. Offensive line is going to impress us here. I believe so. The offensive line was sneaky good last year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they,
I think
they,
a lot of people don't realize it.
Yeah, they were sneaky good. And, you know, you've got a lot of guys that are coming back. You've got Jermaine Illuminor, who's coming back and who's played on both sides. You got Brandon Parker, who's coming back. And I know that everybody's been down on Brandon Parker, but Brandon Parker was actually pretty solid when he played.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, Colton Miller, top 15 tackle. So, you know, Andre James is coming into his own, you know, playing that center role. He's obviously not Rodney Hudson. Nobody will ever be Rodney Hudson. You know, I think the only guy that you can compare to Rodney Hudson in the league right now is Creed Humphrey. And, you know, he's obviously on the wrong team. But I think this offensive line is going to be sneaky good. And they were really good in the run game.
Yeah, no, and you see the reports. James beefed up to about 300, I think they said. I can't remember who was talking about it. I think it was Max was talking about how much stronger Parham came in this season. Mm-hmm. He said the guy just was working, and he says you can definitely tell that he's just a lot stronger than he was last season. You know, so I don't think it's quite as hot of a take as it may seem that they're going to be really good because, like you said, they were way up there last season. They were top 15 unit, something like that. So, I mean, I don't think it's out of the question for them to be in that same range again, maybe a little bit higher because it is all returning players. There's no real new pieces on that. The starting offensive line, you know? And that was something that I think it was Miller was talking about. He says, you know, we brought all of our guys back. We're a cohesive unit. He goes, and we're just ready to work. So they all kind of know each other and ready, and they know each other's little subtle nuances and everything. Mm-hmm. They're just ready to get down to it.
Yeah, and I like the fact that, you know, you bringing everybody back. You don't realize how important that is, but the offensive line, they're the unsung heroes of the mm-hmm. team. You know, the offensive line are the guys that they get no respect. They get all the blame. But when things go right, I mean, look, if Jimmy throws a dime to Tay, They're not talking about, you know, the way Colton Miller blocked or, you know, the way that the offensive line held that pocket. They're talking about, oh, that was a dime. That was, you know, that was Tay. Tay did it.
I think it also depends on the commentator too. There are some commentators out there that'll say, look at the space, you know, look at they'll bring it up, but Mark not Schlerer. Near.
Yeah.
Yeah. Baldy, you know, but, right. You know, a lot of these guys, they do just give the credit to the quarterback and the receiver or the running back, you know, making his own space. Sometimes you get that camera angle where it's down behind the quarterback and you watch the runner go through the line. And those holes are the holes that these guys create are massive. You can drive trucks through them, you know, like you look at the hole. Yeah. You can arms out. You know, but you look at the way that Josh got through the line in Seattle for that game-winning touchdown. Everybody gives him the credit for the shiftiness. Yeah, he was a little shifty getting through the line, but there had to be a gap, you know, and those guys had to create that gap. So they definitely don't get the credit that they deserve on up front.
Absolutely. I completely agree. We have a new player in Las Vegas rocking the 2-4. It's nice to see a 2-4 back at cornerback. Mm-hmm. Marcus Peters, Oakland native, longtime Raider fan, cousin of Marshawn Lynch.
Who also rocked 24.
also Rock 24, guy who has picked off the Raiders a number of times, is in the silver and black. How excited are you to see a veteran corner who has had proven success in this league coming into the defensive backfield?
I'm very excited. There was the talk about it happening for a few months. You know, we knew it wasn't going to happen until right around camp. But to have that veteran presence back there with a guy that's, I think he's what, a three-time All-Pro. You know, he's been to the Pro Bowl multiple times, all these different accolades. And I wanted to speak on the biggest thing of it. He's excited to be there. He's actually, you look at the guy walking into the building and he's nothing but smiles and he's ready to get to work, but he's happy to be there. When's the last time somebody walked into that building going, this is where I am, I'm going to be here, we're going to work, and we're going to turn this thing around? You know, it's been years. So to have Peters back there, especially with Jakorian, Amik Robertson, you know, there's going to be a really tight cornerback battle through camp. Yeah. So that'll be interesting to watch, because I think Sam Webb sneaks his way in there. It's going to come down to Webb, Robertson, you know, those kind of fringe guys. It's going to be interesting to see what they can pick up from Peters and maybe improve their position a little bit.
So is it is it out of the realm of possibility this could be a top 15 defense? Could this defense really put together, could Patrick Graham put together a defense that is top 15?
So the reasoning that I was hearing all last season why our defense was so bad was because Graham didn't have his guys. You know, he didn't have the guys that he wanted to run his defense. Well, now, okay, you went out, you drafted a bunch of guys, you picked up a few pieces in free agency, you got Marcus Peters. What are you going to do with it now? Yep. You know, can you take those pieces that are apparently your guys and make the system work? I'm not even hoping for top 15. I'm hoping for top 20. You know, I'm tired of being in that 29 to 32 range.
Yes.
Which is really annoying, especially when you've got guys like Tay on the offensive side of the ball that are like, hey, we're gonna win. We're here to win. Max wants to win. He's working his ass off. You know, and to have him on a defense like that where it hurts to see that.
Yeah.
So I'm ready to see him step into that like kind of top 20 realm. And the only question mark I've got is maybe a little bit in the linebacker room.
Yeah.
I think if you add like a Kyle Van Noy, then you're all right.
I mean, Quan Alexander's still sitting out there.
True.
I
do like Quan Alexander too.
You know, there's you got playoff Willie who's still sitting out there.
Year 10, baby. Year 10.2.
It's like year 10.2. But you know, there's still players out there. Like, this is actually, you look at the free agent class, and you could actually start an expansion team with the guys out there, and you could probably win more games than the Broncos. You know, I mean, quite frankly.
Yeah. I mean, there's some talent sitting out there, and it's surprising that there is. You know, Ngakoue is still sitting out there in the free agency realm, which
– Talk for a second. Why? I got to take care of something.
All right. Well, I mean, it's just – I don't understand how you can have a guy like Ngakoue that, you know, he was really solid when he was playing in Vegas. What was that? Last season before last. And he's productive. You know, he's getting a little bit older, but he's still productive, and he can play. There's just, and like Kenny said, Quan Alexander sitting out there, he'd be a good addition to the linebacker room.
The thing with Ngakoue is the guy's been on so many teams in so many years, and he's produced at every team that he's been at.
Every stop.
So it's like, okay, you know, do you give him a shot? I think the problem is he wants it back, and he just keeps getting 1-year deals.
Mm-hmm.
So, looking at that, you know, I think that on the defensive line, you're pretty much set. Linebacker, yeah, there's a lot of questions there. Defensive backfield, I'm actually pretty excited about. You know, especially bringing in, a guy like Marcus Peters, drafting a guy like Chris Smith, who I think is going to be a freaking dog.
Dude, He's going to be, I think, okay, since we're doing hot takes, I'm going to say he's going to be one of the, he's going to be one of the next great Raider safeties.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's going to
be the guy that Jonathan Abram should have been.
Yes, I like his game. I like his aggression, but he does tend to over-pursue a little bit, yeah. And he does kind of put himself in some spots. But if he can rein that back and learn when to use it, I want to see him start studying with Seawood.
There we go. I like that.
I would love to see that pairing.
I like that take. You know, it might not be that hot of a take. I think it's a solid take. Who is a guy that you are looking at this year to have an impact season? Offense, defense, special teams, whatever.
I mean, I think you've got a lot of guys that can have impact seasons, you know, and that's not just me saying it as a fan. I'm looking at the roster going, there's a lot of young talent there. Okay, I'm going to change your question a little bit. Not an impact season. I want to see breakout seasons. I want to see breakout seasons from Polamalu, and I want to see breakout season from I'd like to see a breakout season from Ja'Corian Bennett too.
Yeah.
As a rookie.
Yeah.
Because he's got that kind of the way that he plays the position is just really solid. And I would love to see that just blossom in that defense.
He's also one of the fastest corners in the league. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting to see that you have a corner with that kind of speed, because I think that can be dangerous. Mm-hmm. A guy who I want to see bounce back, I'm going to change my question around a little bit, is Hunter Renfro. Yep. You know, obviously he took a lot of heat. It's funny because he goes from being the most loved Raider to
biggest being underdog the most Raider. Hated.
Yeah, like he literally went from the GOAT to the freaking go the lamb or whatever. people just turned on him so quickly. And, you know, granted he had his issues. He had the concussion, he had the fumbles. I want to see Hunter Renfro bounce back into, you know, being that reliable third and Renfro, El Chivo, the Sly Mongoose, the guy that, you know, everybody can rely on. And I think that he can. I think you add guys like Jacoby Myers. You add guys like, you know, you bring in, you have Tay. You've got the pieces there to help him. I think that Hunter gets back to his, you know, 2021 form.
Mm-hmm. And even McDaniels was saying, even McDaniels was saying that he's excited about Renfro this season. You know, and I know there's been a lot of talk of whether he's going to be on the roster or not. I know Hondo, he doesn't think that he's going to be on the roster come week one, but you know, who knows? I mean, that we're all just speculating at this point. You've got a 93 man team out there right now that's got to come down to 53. And I think there's going to be some really hard cuts to make.
Yeah.
But I don't think Renfro is going to be one of them. For one, he's too expensive. He's paid up.
He's already paid.
So you almost have to keep him unless you can get something good in return for in a trade. But I'm with you on that. I want to see him bounce back. He was taking a lot of flack after he had that fumble against Arizona. Dude got rocked. I mean, he looked like he was out before he hit the ground and the ball was coming out. So, I mean, I'll give him that one because, yeah, he got just absolutely blasted. There's not many people I know that could take that kind of a shot and hang onto a football. But yeah. I think he can get back to where he was relatively quickly. Yeah. And I'm going to say, I thought you were going to go on like a Ric Flair type rant there where he's the China route running, slant God having. Blah.
The wheeling, dealing, piss stealing, Rolex wearing, can't keep these gators down. No, just.
Yes.
Hey, what do you think about what's going to happen this season?
What do I think about what's going to happen?
It doesn't matter what you think.
Walked right into that shit.
Who scores first touchdown for the offense this year? My guess is Joshua Jacobs, number 8. What's yours? You can't take my answer, sir.
No. I said it first. I'm thinking who runs really sharp intermediate routes, not over 30 yards. I'm thinking you've got to have – it's going to be a – honestly, okay, I'll just say what I want it to be. I want it to be a Renfro whip route or a China route. Or that – or Josh, the route – I don't even know what you call that route that he ran against the guy on Kansas City.
That's a China route.
Was it, though, where he took like 5 steps at the line and then all of a sudden he was just gone to the right side?
Yeah, that's the China.
The China was where he went up, whipped it out, and then came back inside.
What's it? You think it's going to be Bolden? I don't think it's going to be Bolden. It's not going to be Bolden.
It's going to be short. If it's short yardage.
Nah. You know who I'd like it to be? I'd like it to be my German brother, Jakob Johnson.
Jakob?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does he have any carries? I think he have like one carry.
That's how you pronounce his name, is Jakob.
Yeah. No, it's very German.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the as Big Corey calls him, the Beige Bison.
I like that. The Beige Bison, the juggernaut, you know, he's
the Beige Bison.
It's great. So I saw a clip. It was Michael Mayer walking up towards the fans after practice. You know, he's walking up towards the fans. You've got the fans are like, yeah, you know, they're cheering. He's like, no, he's like, come on. He's like telling them to pump it up. I'm going to say that dude's going to be a fan favorite and a star by the end of the season.
Oh, yeah.
He's got something about him. The dude's an absolute unit to begin with.
Yeah.
But there's something about that dude. He's going to catch on real quick and the fans are going to latch on.
If he's anything like Rob Gronkowski, he's going to be.
Yep. He'll be fine. Awesome.
Yeah. That's one thing I love about Raider Nation is we will hype our guys up and we will turn our favorite player into a freaking star. And it doesn't matter.
We do it with our third stringers. Like,
yeah.
Remember Connor Cook?
Yeah. look what we did with Hunter Renfro.
We turned him into the goat.
We turned him into the goat, the baby goat. He's just a little, little goat. And so that's what I love about Raider Nation is, you know, I think that, you know, we love our team, you know, Raider fans. We love our team. We love the players on the team. We get incredibly passionate about it. Sometimes over passionate
almost. Yeah. To a fault.
You know, but you know, Raider Nation is one of the most loyal fan bases. And, you know, ladies, if you want somebody who's going to be loyal, date a Raider fan. Like we've been through the hardest of times and
we've seen some shit
and we will just stick with everything till the end, you know? So, you know, give a Raider fan a chance. By the way, I'm single. We got Grizzly Raider again asking, who do y'all think will be a surprise cut this offseason? Ooh, hot take. Brian Hoyer.
Wow, I think you singed my eyebrows off with that one. That is hot. I don't know. Hoyer is basically a QB coach at this point.
Hoyer's seen some shit.
He's 17 years. Is that where he's at now? That dude looks like he's been through the ringer. Like he was looking rough. But
that dude looks like Anthony on the first podcast that we had him on.
Dude, he's. You're killing me with this, dude. I told him he's never going to live it down, and he really won't because it's going to be on the internet forever. Can you insert that clip of Squints from Sandlot forever? No surprise cut. I'm actually going to head to the tight end room for this one.
Mm.
I think Mayer's going to come on strong, and I think it's going to be Hooper.
Ooh. You're going to get rid of your lookalike, huh?
There's only room for one Hooper around here.
Ooh.
I don't know. That one seems pretty hot. My tongue's burning a little bit on that one, but we'll see. I mean, him and I'm going to say him and Mara would make a pretty nasty two tight end combo. But
yeah, I would say from the tight end room, it's probably going to be McDuffie.
Yeah, because I don't think they're going to drop Horsted.
Nah, Jesper's a great blocker.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. You're probably right. I don't think it'll be Hooper. I'm talking myself out of that one now.
Hey, put some clothes on, though, dude. Stop running around in your pajamas. It's 5:41, and you're still in your pajamas. Use a nigga. I don't mean that in a nice way. Anyways,
I'd rather save that spot for a DL corner.
Yeah,
I mean,
You know, I'm gonna go out here. I'm gonna go out on a limb here. Defensively, I would say a surprise cut, and I don't want this to happen. I really don't want this to happen, but I could see Amik Robertson not making the 53-man roster.
Unfortunately, yeah. I like him. He's got the dog in him, you know, but
I love him. I love the guy.
Yeah, he came up big in the Patriots game last season. He had some hot moments. He was good in the Niners game. He picked off good in the Broncos game. Yeah, I mean he's had his flashes, you know. It's just, I think the problem is, and this is actually, I'm glad you brought up Robertson, because this is the problem we're going to have. I saw a clip today. The Chargers ran a 4 wide receiver set. None of them were shorter than 6'4".
Yeah.
So there's only one corner in the league that's over 6'4", and we don't got him.
Yep.
So it's going to be hard to match up with those guys with somebody who's Robertson's size, which is unfortunate because he can't help that. You know, he can't make himself taller.
You can't coach size.
And the thing is, those guys they're all over 6'4", and they've all got hands. So it's like, I don't know what you're going to do with that.
Yeah, that's my only concern is, you know, I love Amik. I think that he's got the heart of a fucking lion, but unfortunately, I think that he would be the odd man out. You got Hobbs, you've got Sam Webb, you've got Marcus Peters, you know, you've got Ja'Korian Bennett, you've got a really solid, you know, cornerback room, and that's where you have the odd man out. And it's a good problem to have. You know, it's good to say, you know, our
a guy too much who's talent.
Yeah, you know, it's like when we had, you know, Crabtree and Cooper and, you know, Bryce Butler and Denarius Moore. And it was like, you had a lot of good receivers and, you know, you had to make a cut.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's a good problem to have. It sucks, but I also think that, you know, whatever happens, they're going to end up in a good situation.
Yeah.
I hate to do this, but I got to end this podcast. We're having a good time.
Damn, I'm rolling this podcast too.
I gotta hop on another one. So everybody,
who are you hopping on with?
I'm.
You don't even know who you're hopping on with. You're cutting me short for somebody you don't even know. Wow.
Hold on a second. Hold on.
You hear that, Nation? Dissing your boy over here.
Hold on a second. Hold on. You're lucky. You should be happy.
I'm glad I got the you know, 33 minutes that I did get. So
you should be happy that Nikki didn't call me, because I'd really be gone.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't even do the podcast. So I'm like,
yeah, I'd be up here just kind of sitting here waiting.
Like, hey. Oh, here we go. TSS Fantasy.
All right.
It's pretty good. Fantasy football. Hopefully, I don't talk about fantasy football. I'm not doing fantasy football. I got a few minutes.
You're going to do fantasy football. What are you talking about?
I'm not. I am not doing fantasy football.
You will do fantasy football this year. I know you will.
I will not eat the white dog poop.
I got a belly full of white dog poop, and now you lay this shit on me? Okay, and
this wedding is horse shit.
Talking about dog shit, that lame ass video the social media team put out, where they're asking Chandler Jones about the one rookie to keep his eye on, and they box it out And I'm like, who does that? That's not even like funny, like content or anything. Yeah. So what did I do? I started going through the comments telling everybody who he said. I was just replying to everybody. It's Adam Plant Jr. It's Adam Plant Jr. Just over and over and over.
I think Adam Plant Jr. is going to ball.
If Chandler is that high on him this early, I'm stoked to see what he can do.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have to see if we can get him on.
We should be. I mean, you're in his DMs. Like, ask the guy.
I'll hit him up.
I'll hit him up, see
if we can get him on.
We'll need you to make a new graphic to fit three people, but you know, we could do this.
I gotta get measurements for that shit. That's just hard. I can make it work though. I'll figure it out. I bet you got measurements. Oh, why is that ruler taped off at 4 over there? Why?
Oh, that's for Caden.
Oh, makes sense.
Oh, ladies and germs, boys and worms. We got to end the show, but we will be back next week. Same bat time, same bat station. Make sure you like, subscribe.
Subscribe.
Set your notifications. Follow all that shit. If you don't, you're suckers, and I hate you. Goodbye.